Droysen was Herbert Baxter Adams' mentor, and mentor in turn was Woodrow Wilson's. Droysen's work is cited throughout Wilson's writings. The law that established our national park system was dubbed the Organic Act of 1916. Consider two spheres of concern that dominate vast swaths of our culture today: food and health. The Nazis took food very, very seriously. Hitler claimed to be a dedicated vegetarian. Indeed, he could talk for hours about the advantages of a meatless diet and the imperative to eat whole grains. Himmler, Rudolf Hess, Martin Bormann, and maybe Goebbels were vegetarians or health food fetishists of one kind or another. Nor was this mere sucking up to the boss, a real problem, one might imagine, in Nazi Germany. According to Robert Proctor, Hess would bring his own vegetarian concoctions to meetings at the Chancellery and heat them up like the office vegan with some macrobiotic couscous. This annoyed Hitler to no end. Hitler told Hess, "I have an excellent dietitian cook here. If your doctor has prescribed something special for you, she could certainly prepare it. You cannot bring your own food in here." Hess responded that his food had special biodynamic ingredients. Hitler suggested to Hess in return that maybe he might rather stay home for lunch from now on. Hitler often claimed his vegetarianism was inspired by Richard Wagner, who, in an 1891 essay, argued that meat-eating and race-mixing were the twin causes of man's alienation from the natural world. Therefore, he called for a true and hearty fellowship with the vegetarians, the protectors of animals, and the friends of temperance. He would also wax eloquent on the vegetarian diets of Japanese sumo wrestlers, Roman legionnaires, Vikings, and African elephants. Hitler believed that man had mistakenly acquired the habit of eating meat out of desperation during the Ice Age, and that vegetarianism was the more authentic human practice. Indeed, he often sounded like an early spokesperson for the raw food movement, which is becoming ever more fashionable. The fly feeds on fresh leaves, the frog swallows the fly, as it is, and the stork eats the living frog. Nature thus teaches us that a rational diet should be based on eating things in their raw state. Many leading Nazi ideologues also share today's deep-seated commitment to animal rights as opposed to animal welfare. How can you find pleasure in shooting from behind cover at poor creatures browsing on the edge of a wood, innocent, defenseless, and unsuspecting? Asked Heinrich Himmler. It's really pure murder. A top priority of the Nazis upon attaining power was to implement a sweeping animal rights law. In August 1933, Hermann Göring barred the unbearable torture and suffering in animal experiments, threatening to commit to concentration camps those who still think they can treat animals as inanimate property. For anyone with a functioning moral compass, this can only seem like barbaric cognitive dissonance. But for the Nazis, it all made sense. The German need to reconnect with nature, restore his organic purity, find holistic balance.